Almost time, bitches. Only one more week till Bazoween. The biological clock is ticking. Be in front of your podcast listening devices for the sexy horror-thon, and remember the big fingering at 9. Don't miss it, and don't forget to wear your regulation podcast under the stairs crotchless undergarments. The biological clock is ticking. It's almost time to get fingered.
This podcast is not safe for work and will feature movie spoilers. It will feature scenes described of a graphic nature. It will contain language which most listeners may find offensive. Welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. Hi everyone and welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. This is your Sunday 88 film slasher classic series of reviews. I'm your host Duncan McLeish, welcome to the show. Up on this episode we are coming in on disc number 49 in the collection. Now as it stands at the date of recording, disc number 49 is the last disc in the collection. Disc number 50 though has been announced and is due for release in October. No further titles have been announced beyond that point. So as it stands at the end of this review, until the next disc comes out, there will be no more Sunday 88 Films slasher classic reviews, because we is done. When that 50th one drops, we will review it then, and then the series is on hold indefinitely until such times as they either go the way I think they're gonna, which is put a pin and the slasher classics altogether and release no more, or they pull a fast one and start releasing more titles, at which time we will resurrect the series. So what I'm saying to you is, this is the last one for about a month, and then we'll have one more, and then we might not be doing one of these again, which is weird to say, but I'll be honest, kind of thankful we got there. So yeah, we're doing Blind Date on this one from 1984. The review for that will be coming up after the first break. Now, you know fine well, ladies and gents, you've had an episode every single day this week from Podcast Under the Stairs, and guess what? It's pretty much the same next week. You have an episode dropping every single day next week. Monday through Thursday next week, each day you'll get a roundtable episode which will conclude our summer series work. On Friday the 1st of October, oh, you guessed it, Bazoween is coming to town for you guys. I hope you are duly excited, because a lot of work has went into this season. On the Saturday, you're getting a special interview that I did. I conducted with a guy who's just recently set up his own clothing brand called Unusual Horror. And yeah, I bought something from him recently. We finally got a chance to sit down and chat. So an interview, something off the wall, something a bit different for October, coming your way on Saturday. And then Sunday, we return to the Arrow Video Collection. I'm going to take a very short break just now. You're going to hear promos for shows that I love. You're going to hear the trailer for Blind Date when we return. We're discussing that movie right after this.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster. And while Witch didn't make it to the top of the world, he did make the Gangs of Hollywood podcast. So join the gang and enjoy a movie review podcast about movie gangs, gangsters, mobsters, and the mayhem they cause. You can find GOH Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. At GOH Pod, at www.gohpod.com, as well as your favorite podcast listening app. And remember, say hello to your little friend for me.
Your blind date is coming. No wonder you're a little nervous. But don't worry. He goes out with a lot of pretty girls. And he knows how to treat a lady. He's not wired quite right. But he knows how to have a good time. No one ever complains. Blind Date. You won't be coming home in one piece.
And welcome back, ladies and gents. You've just heard the trailer for Blind Date. This is disc number 49 in the 88 Films Slasher Classic Collection. The blurb from the website says, "Nothing to do with Ursula, this Blind Date is an altogether tougher proposition, as you'd expect from exploitation ace Nico Matrosrakis," never pronounce it, "who did In the Cold of Night and Island of Death. After losing his sight, ad exec John Radcliffe, played by Joseph Bottoms of The Black Hole, is fitted with an experimental device that partially returns his vision. Only, although he can't see very much, one night he catches a glimpse of a notorious killer. Is it enough to find the psycho? And can he do it before the murderer catches up with him? One of Mastroakis' best and bloodiest films, the cast includes Kirstie Alley of Cheers, Marina Sirtis of Star Trek The Next Generation, and Keir Dulla of 2001 A Space Odyssey. 88 Films will have you... 88 Films are sure you'll have a Laura fun with this lost classic from the golden age of slasher. Special features on this one, limited edition slip case to 3,000. Limited edition set of 4 collectible erotic postcards, stressing the erotic there, which is also limited to 3,000. You get a 4K transfer from the original 35mm camera negatives, optional English subtitles, a 5.1 DTS HDMI soundtrack, a 2.0 DTS HDMI soundtrack, optional English subtitles, the films of Nico Mostrakis Part 1, Part 2, Part 3, and you guessed it, Part 4. Original gallery, stills gallery, and music videos. Technical specs in this one, it's region unlocked. The picture format is HD 185.1. Audio format is DTS HDMA 5.1 and 2.0. Language is English, subtitles English. Certification 18, this runs at 1 hour and 46 minutes. This is a first time watch for me, and I don't know, there's something kind of immensely disheartening and also satisfying to land on the final disc thus far in the collection to once again realise that you're doing another movie which is really difficult to quantify as a slasher. The mental gymnastics you have to perform to call this one a slasher is fucking nuts, right? Absolutely fucking nuts. I mean, this is a thriller, right? Now let's be honest here. It's not even really a horror movie. This is a thriller, mostly science fiction, because we are talking about some bullshit science. And weirdly, it owes a lot to the giallo. I mean, this is a movie which felt at times like someone had maybe seen something like Cat and Nine Tails and then decided to do their sort of remake of it. And I'm not just saying that because the character's blind, but I'm also at the same time saying it because the character's blind. It tries to do a lot of things and sadly doesn't do any of them well at all. I don't know. The blurb's obviously there to sell things, but the people over at 88 Films are fucking high if they think this is one of Mastrakis' best and bloodiest films. One, it's not that bloody. Island of Death makes this look like fucking Peppa Pig. On top of that, it's just not well constructed. And the biggest problem that kind of lies at the feet of this movie is Joseph Bottom's character of John Ratcliffe. A guy who, yes, loses his sight, but after being essentially a lecherous peeping Tom, that's the level we're going for. He's a hero. So he's a peeping Tom that loses his eyesight, who then stumbles over like the identity of a murderer using his fucking Walkman sonar device technology that basically trons his vision. It's a lot of shite. On top of that, even after he gets his sight returned using the sonar thing, he then goes back to being a peeping Tom, and I don't know if I'm supposed to actually fucking support this guy or not. I found it really difficult to do anything other than roll my eyes throughout this movie. It's too long. There's a whole, what, someone dies at the beginning, and then there's about 30 minutes of shite with him losing his eyesight, before we pick up the story again. So it's like about 40 minutes, we've got about an hour left of this movie before it finally starts to remember that it's about catching a killer. Weirdly, Kirstie Alley's in this movie. She's great in this movie. She's not on the screen nearly as much. Marina Sirtis is in this movie, and if you've ever wanted to see her boobies, then you will see them in this movie. Kind of strange seeing her and then thinking that she'd become Counselor Troy somewhat like a decade later. And Keir Dulla is like a blink and you miss her performance as well. There is some blood in here, but not enough. It doesn't really play out like a slasher movie in that you get the identity of the killer, not relatively early, but by the midway mark you know who the killer is. So once again, it kind of plays like a quasi-giallo, but without the intrigue and mystery, and its allusions to being a kind of Argento-esque sort of giallo, i.e. someone has witnessed a murder and is trying to track back the events that help them catch the killer, are just not handled very well at all, or deftly. It's a really weird one. I find Mastrakis's kind of back catalogue weirdly all over the place. It's tonally all over the place. Island of Death is obviously a very fucking nasty movie, but it does well for being an exploitation nasty movie. There's no joy in that movie at all, but plenty to offend. And then when you jump to something like The Zero Boys, for example, I mean, that might be his best movie. Maybe, I don't know. But the run that we've done of recent movies by him and his involvement have all been middling to shite. And this one is on the kind of middling part. Interesting performances, but not from the main character. Dialogue is okay. There's a kind of American Psycho vibe about John Ratcliffe's character, which tickled me for a little bit until I realised that, once again, he's a dude that you shouldn't support because he's fucking stalking a model. How are you supposed to root for this guy to be the saviour at the end is beyond me. The score is kind of fun, actually, for this one. It's kind of bubbly and quirky and poppy, and It works relatively well, and it's shot well. The 4K restoration is the tits. It looks really, really good. Looks probably a lot better than you even thought it would look back in the day. So they kind of nailed that aspect. I'm watching it on my big, like 77-inch telly through the 4K Blu-ray player. It looked good. It looked like money. But the rest of it, you're brought right out as soon as the dialogue comes out. The dialogue is fucking awful. And like I say, the technology is just, I can sometimes roll with nonsense technology, but the way they try and handle it here, and why they try and push it as a prominent part of the story, only to, I mean, he basically becomes Daredevil at a point. He's beaten up in the subway by some fucking, clearly I want to make some louts the style of A Clockwork Orange, because that's what is ripping off. And then he goes home and works out with a walking stick, which is actually a barbell weight, and then he goes to hunt them down and then takes them out using his kung fu skills or whatever shit that was. It just, like, all the movie just feels like a million ideas crammed into like a Nutribullet to make the most unpalatable, you know, smoothie you've ever tried. And then it's over. It's the restoration's good, the movie is not good. The featurettes, parts 1-4 on the films of Nico, it's interesting enough because there's a few that I didn't know he was actually involved with, which kind of, I remembered seeing them back in the day, and that kind of tickled me to think that his involvement was there. And, I mean, he's clearly a job for hire director. He has a particular push forward. None of his movies really feel the same overall. And he can direct. It's just this movie's fucking nonsense. And it doesn't have any purchase for me. And it's not a slasher movie. I don't know why we keep doing this. It is not a slasher movie. A guy cutting up people with a scalpel does not a slasher movie make. If that was the case, there are plenty that are out with the slasher genre we should be adding in. I just find it frustrating that we've gone this far through the collection of the 49 discs that I've watched so far. About a quarter of them, you could actually make a good argumentative case that, you know, it's a predominantly a slasher movie, as opposed to the rest, which has one or two slasher elements, but isn't. Yeah, this movie wasn't very good. I don't know if I'll ever watch it again. When it comes into a grade, I can't say I hated it. I can't go above I disliked it, though. So it's a 2. 2 out of 5 for Blind Date. Yeah. That's all I've got to say about that. I'm going to do my final break. When I come back, I'm closing out the show and I'm doing it right after this.
You're listening to the podcast Under the Stairs.
And you've been listening to the podcast Under the Stairs. This has been your Sunday 88 Film Slasher Classic series of reviews. We did this number 49, Blind Date. Now, like I said up front, this technically marks the full stop for about a month on the Slasher Classic series. So there'll be no more until the next disc is released. When it is, I've got it pre-ordered. When it comes in, we will review it. They have not announced any future titles beyond disc 50, and originally had teased the idea that 50 would be the end of the series all in. So in all likelihood, when we do this 50, this series will be on permanent hiatus until such times as there is movement there. So it's just to let you know, I'm not going to be reading you what we're doing next, because at the moment I know what the title is. I don't know what the features are on the disc, and we won't be covering it for about a month anyway. So there you go there. There's a multitude of ways to check out the podcast Under the Stairs. Wherever you listen, hit subscribe, that way you get the shows as and when they drop. Access to the entire back catalogue of Teapots content, and don't stop there. Subscribe to the Teapots Collective, it's our sister feed. Over there you get shows like Where to Begin With, Upper Omnia, Doing the Nasty and Chronicle. Now yes, I am fully aware that some episodes are behind on the Teapots Collective. That's because summer series. We've been doing so much shit on the summer series, it's kind of consumed everything. But Where to Begin With will be coming next week before the month is out. Doing the Nasty will trip into next month, where you'll get two episodes. Opera Omnia will trip into next month, where you'll get two episodes. By the end of October, we'll be fully caught up. And then we're pushing towards the end of that for the end of the year. Chronicle returns in November and will be one a month. And will kind of almost pretty much take the spot of Where to Begin With, which will go off air in December for probably the first quarter of next year. So a couple of months before it returns and Chronicle will take its place. So that's the plans over in that feed. But yeah, that's the Teapots Collective. Subscribing to both those feeds though, Teapots Collective and Podcast Under the Stairs, the best way to support what I do under the stairs. You know, of course, jump across to the website where there's links to everything. That's teapotscast.com, as well as a link to Jaws' Shite and Other Regrettable Outbursts. That is a booze-based banter entertainment podcast featuring myself, The Baz, and Scott Lane from Scott Lane vs. Evil, where we drink too much, we talk about awful life choices, we read weird news stories from around the globe, and do your listening emails for you as well. Jaws is Shite and Other Regrettable Outbursts, exclusively available on teapotscast.com. If you're on Facebook and you want to interact with me, it's facebook.com/groups/teapotscast for the podcast Under the Stairs. Facebook.com/teapotscast for the Teapots Collective, and Jaws is Shite can be found at facebook.com/groups/regrettablepod. Nice and easy. How about Instagram and Twitter? Our twin prongs of social media sexiness. Myself and the Baz are admins over there, and to get in touch with us, it's at teapotscast, and hit a little follow for both of them if you will. The Podcast Under the Stairs returns tomorrow with the first of four back-to-back roundtable episodes concluding the summer series. It is going to be intense. 4 days, over 20 hours of podcast content for you guys to listen to, and a nice way to put a bow on the summer series overall. So that will be dropping tomorrow, the first one. And so until then, wherever you are, whatever the time zone is, and whatever you're up to in this big bad world of ours, please take care of yourselves out there. This is Duncan McLeish broadcasting live from Under the Stairs, and I am signing off.